Yeah, today's daf is Tainus. Tainus daf Yud Gimel. We left off Mishnah, Yud Beis and Beis. We have to do a little bit of a faster version today because we have this program for Fu Shlema. For one of our Chavirim. So let's pick it up from the Mishnah, Yud Beis, Amud Beis. A little behind. Hopefully we'll finish most of today's daf as well. It's not the Mishnah. It's right in the second wide line in the when the lines get wide. Avru Eilu V'Enenu. So we know we already had three fasts for the Tzibur, the three fasts for the Yechidim, when it didn't rain by the 17th of Marcheshman, and then if it continued to not rain, by Rosh Chodesh Kislev, there were three fasts for the Tzibur. Those three fasts for the Tzibur were just that, fast for daytime, not even for the night before, and the five Inuyim were not Aser. Eating was Aser, but the rest of the five Inuyim, wearing shoes, washing oneself, anointing oneself, Tashmish Amita, all permissible. Says the Mishnah further. And what if those three fasts passed and unfortunately they weren't answered? Still no rain. Bezdin Geizun, Kimel Tanis Achiris on Tzibur. Bezdin Geizun, three more tennis on Tzibur. Eichel Mishayzun, Mibayayim. You only let it eat while it's still daylight, meaning once it's nighttime already, you can't eat. So these fasts, these next set of three fasts on the Tzibur, do start the night before, like a Tisha B'Av / Yom Kippur. Vasur Malacha, and there's an Isser Malacha as well. The Mar is going to address what the source of that idea of Isser Malacha on these types of Tanisim are. What's the source? Fine. Vasur Malacha, Uver Rechitza, Uver Sichu, Vinis Sandal. And it's Usser in Malacha, it's Usser in Rechitza, washing one's body, Sicha, anointing, Nilsando, wearing shoes, and of course, Tash Bimita, happy relations. So the five Inuyim are all Usser on this second set of Tanesim for the Tzibur. The second set of three Tanesim for the Tzibur comes with all these Isurim. Furthermore, the Nailim Asamar Chatzayas, they close up the bathhouses because you can't, it's Usser in Rechitza, they close up the bathhouses. Mar's going to address what type of deek we can make from that line. Avru Eilinenu, what if Chalila, those three fasts, the second set of three, so you have the six fasts ready, they pass, and still they're not answered, and still doesn't rain. Bezdin Geizrin Aleim Eicheva. Bezdin Geizrin, another seven fasts. Again, always Monday, Thursday, Monday, Thursday, Monday, Thursday. Monday, in this case. Seven more fasts. Shein Gigil Metanesis Al Tzibur, which totals 13 fasts, because the six that we already had, plus seven more, the three of the Yechidim didn't count, the six of the Tzibur, plus seven more of the Tzibur, is a total of 13. Of course, the Tzibur Yantav asks, we don't know math, we can't figure out that six and seven is 13. The Mishnah has to add up for us that six and seven is 13. So Tzibur Yantav wants to say that the Mishnah is stressing is 13. We know the number 13 represents the Yid Gimel Midas, the Yid Midas Rachamim, the Yid Midas that we say when we do Slichas, we say Tachan every day if you do Tavidus Tzvarin. So those Yid Gimel Midas are represented, so to speak, by the 13 fasts. That's where the number 13 corresponds to. Okay, interesting. The Mishnah doesn't make many mention of that. It just says number 13. And I guess Tzibur Yantav held that's enough to just to mention, we mentioned that which we don't have to, the number 13, in order to get that reference. Okay. Says the Mishnah further. So you have 13 Taneis al Tzibur, Ha'eli Yiseiris al Rishenis. These last seven fasts have even more chumra on the first seven fasts. In what sense? In that, first of all, Sheva'il Masriyan, Benoilin Asachanias, and these fasts were Masriyan. To be a discussion exactly what that means. Masriyan doesn't mean Bushafer, doesn't mean certain type, what some sort of crying out. We'll see more by that in the Gemara. Furthermore, We close the stores. Rashi and Afidah learns closing the stores is actually closing the stores, the food stores. And partially because since they're fasting so much, and you see, when you're fasting, you see a nice Kishmaka food store, it makes it more difficult to fast. So they close the food stores really only so it shouldn't get in the way of the fast. That's what Rashi and Afidah learned, which makes a big enough mina. It's not a closing of the stores just because you want everything to be closed, which would not apply to, according to Rashi, seemingly wouldn't apply to clothing stores, hardware stores, other supply stores wouldn't be, have to be closed. It was specifically food stores. Rashi's learning. Or it's a general idea of being a mite in transactions. That would have to mean every store. Again, not the mashmash from Rashi, not Be'as, but a Daf Yadal. Okay, so they closed the stores. However, on the Monday, they already opened it towards the evening, so people have to buy food for Eiskansin. And on Friday, on Thursday, of course, people have to prepare for Shabbos, so already it was even more lenient, it was open for people to buy what they need for Shabbos. If these seven fasts were done, and still no rain, so up to 13 now, no rain, the Matan, Masmatan, and no more fasts. But in general, no more fasts for the Tzibur, I should say. In general, the Matan, Masmatan, we start to minimize business with a Vinyantia, and Binyan is buildings, Natiya is plantings. The Gemara elsewhere explains that Binyan and Atiyah, means binyan of simcha. It can come from Agamar as well, but we've had the same idea elsewhere. Binyan means binyan of simcha. Netia means planting of simcha. So there's a discussion in the Mefarshim whether masamatan business. Are we saying we're mamayet masamatan any type, or dafka masamatan business of that brings more particular pleasure? That regular business that people need to do, not so, if it's not so pleasurable, that we're not mamayet. According to some, others say no, we're mamayet all business. That's going to be, it's a discussion in the Mefarshim. The Mishnah Berurah brings, now where the Mishnah Berurah brings this, we don't talk about these fasts, but the same halachas apply in the Shavuot Shechal Bei. The week of Tisha B'Av has the same dinim as we're describing here in this, after these 13 fasts that we fast when it didn't rain. So these same steps of dinim, same neschayas, abim b'mayat to masamatan, abim b'tiyah, and the Mishnah Berurah brings both studim, whether or not we're supposed to be b'mayat in business b'chlal, or just business of simcha, and Mishnah Berurah's neit l'kula, and dafka business of simcha, we can be mekel, and only refrain from business of simcha, whereas general business people with spice b'chayim, people still work the week of Tisha B'Av, the week of Shavuot Chabei, but b'inyan of simcha, most people will not close a big deal in that week. They're not going to close a purchase in that week because of this idea that, I guess, would qualify into the concept of simcha. Okay. Uven Erisin B'Nesuin. We also minimize Erisin Nesuin. Uven Shea Shalom Nelech Averi. And asking greeting each other, Shalom, is minimized in this time after the 13th fast and it still doesn't rain. It's considered Kivnei Me'adam. The Gemara Mishnah says, Kivnei Adam Hamazufim Lamakim. Like people that are Nazif Lamakim, people that are, that's like Chayrim. People that are Chayrim, Takadosh Baruch Hu, because Akash Baruch is basically saying, I don't want to give you rain. I'm unhappy with your actions. And we have to behave as if we're being rebuked. Says the Mishnah further, now, even though we don't make any more fasts, on the Tzibur, HaYechidim, Chesim Esadim, the Yechidim, those Yechidim, which we said before, they're Abadim, the unique people, they go back and they fast the three fasts, all the way, Monday, Thursday, Mondays, Achi Yetzei Nisan, until Nisan passes. However, that's a Nisan, once Nisan passes, if it rains then, it's not considered, oh, at least we got rain in Nisan. No, once the Nisan passes and it rains, Simon Klala, that's really cool, the Simon Klala, Shadam, like it says, like, it's already the time of harvesting the wheat. We know rain in the beginning, in the Marcheshvan time, is great to saturate the land in order for the things to grow. However, once comes Nisan, it's a time where whatever did grow is supposed to be harvested, and it's going to rain on that which is harvested. It's not. It's like a double whammy. The rain is actually coming too late. It's detrimental. It's a simon klala. Now, before you see the Gemara, just one quick point. The Gemara, before you see our Gemara, the Gemara Pesachim as a Nidin, when we talk about fasting mibayim, we're saying the fast starts mibayim on these second set of fasts for the Tiber. It's like a Tisha B'Av Yom Kippur in the sense that you start the fast already the night before. You have to stop eating mibayim. The Shaila is, what about Banish Bashas? What about Banish Bashas? The Gemara Pesachim actually debates this idea. Is Banish Bashas included in the fast as well or not? That is a Shaila in the Gemara Pesachim. Ask L'chaira, this Tainas Tiber is a Safak Darabanan. This Tainas Tiber is a Gzeira because of lack of rain, but it's a Safak Darabanan. Very similar to the version of Ari's Kasha that we spoke yesterday. I think different, related, but different scenario. But this, over there, we were actually bothered. On a personal Tainas, when a guy makes a Neder to keep a Tainas, we thought that should be a Deraisa because he made a Neder. We were bothered by the version of Ari's Kasha. But over here, clearly, the Chazal were being Mesakin to fast in order, on the whole Tiber, in order to hopefully get Rachmanus from Shemayim and have rain. The question is, at Safak Darabanan, so why is he even a Nidan? Why they should fast Banish Mashas? It's Safak Darabanan, Safak Darabanan Lekula, and therefore we should certainly not have to fast Banish Mashas. So the Gevurah Sari quotes a beautiful connection, Ran Im Pesachim. The Ran Im Pesachim asks, by the Arba Kaisis, the Ran asks that L'chaira, the Dal Kaisa Darabanan. We're not sure if we're supposed to lean the first two cases or the last two cases. We're not just supposed to lean the first two cases or the last two cases. So what do? We lean all four. Asks the Ran, the L'chaira, Safak Darabanan L'kula. Safak Darabanan L'kula, therefore we should lean by none. We should say that Safak, if it's the first two, you don't have to lean the L'kula. Safak, last two, you don't have to lean the L'kula. Safak Darabanan L'kula, Shafas lean by none. So the Ran's first teretz is, why? It's so easy to lean. And a chami of a class of Darbana Kula, but it's so easy, just do it anyway. It's a very simple, basic teretz, obvious teretz. But the Ran says alumnus. The Ran says another teretz, and this is a big aside. That Safak Darbana Kula is applied when you may be messing the Rabbanan, you may not be missing the Rabbanan, but it says you go to Kula, Safak, you let it go to Kula. If I'm for sure missing the Rabbanan, if my Safak Darbana Kula is going to create a conflict, a Tark Tisasri, and in the Tark Tisasri, it's clear I'm going against the Rabbanan, then we don't say Safak Darbana Kula. let's go back to the Dal's cases. If he is not going to lean by the first two cases, Safi Darabana Kula, and not going to lean by the second two cases, Al Safi Darabana Kula, is going to come out that he's not leaning by any of the cases, that's for sure not what Darabana said. Darabana for sure said you have to lean on two of the cases. The question is which two? We're not sure. Okay, but if you're showing over Darabana, over there we say lean all four. Says Guru Sri, same thing over here. If you're not going to face the banish mashes, so what does that mean? You're not facing banish mashes on the way in, and you're not going to face banish mashes on the way out. And if you're not going to face both banish mashes, it comes out that at some point in one of those two, the person is being over. You can't say both are not nighttime. One is nighttime. One is if the way in was considered daytime, then the way out's daytime. He should be fasting. If the way in was nighttime, then the way out, Taki didn't have to fast, but the way in, he had to fast. And therefore, because it's a type of sasri, because you're going to for sure be over, therefore we don't say Safi Darabana Kula. Big Yisayin, in general, in the application of Safi Darabana Kula from the Ran, Gishmak HaChadosh. There is another terrace that the Achreinim want to bring from the Ritvan Yuma. This Ritvan Yuma that discusses the Banish Mashas is not a regular suffix, it's a din suffix. Meaning sometimes we have a suffix, we're not sure what the situation is. Then there's a situation where it's not just I'm not sure if the Darabana applies here in this particular matziv. It's a time that has a status as a status of suffix. It's some sort of combination. Banish Mashas is both day and night, and therefore, because it's not clear, it's not like we don't know what the din is. We're missing some halachic knowledge. It's a time that is be'etzem, a mixture of night and day. It's be'etzem suffix. When something's be'etzem suffix, even if it's Darabanan, we won't go lakula. That's how someone should do this ritva to our case. Okay, says the Gemara. Bishlama Kulu, again we're in the Gemara, about eight lines up from the bottom of the page, Yud Beis and Beis. Bishlama Kulu, all the things that we say in the Mishnah one cannot do by these fasts, basically the Chamish Nuyim, is putaining. They have enjoyment. The word elaborates. Rechitza, Seicha, Tashmash Rechitza, obvious enjoyment. Aval, Malacha Tzaru. We're saying you can't work? Since when work was a curse? Pesach Pecha Techelechem was a curse. We're saying you can't work. That's a tzar. Why shouldn't you be able to work? Amar Chizor Rav Yirmi Baba. Amar Kra Kitchu Tzayim. Isfu Zekenim. Kiru Atzaru. The Pasuk says you should be Mekadesh. Sorry. Kitchu Tzayim. Kiru Atzaru. Isfu Zekenim. The Pasuk says you should make a fast, call atzara, in this context means a gathering, but gishtal tzu, katzeres, and this was a kingdom, again, gather the elders. We say katzeres, the word atzara, we dash in katzeres, it's like a teres, Rashi says, shmin atzeres, or shvuas, whichever atzeres you want to use, they're both yom tevim, they're all good, man atzeres, asma asis melacha, af tenis, asma asis melacha, just like shvuas and simchas Torah or shmin atzeres are asma melacha, so too, but that's the word atzeres, so too up here, where the Navi is saying, when you make the fast, make the fast and make a matzav of Yisra Malacha. Ask for 1 second. By Yom Tov, it's also even the night before. Ima Atzeres Meurta, Af Tainis Na Meurta. By Yom Tov, it's also to do Malacha the night before. Should we say by these Tainis the Malacha is also even the night before? Even the evenings be Yisra Malacha? By these fasts? Just like you can't eat. We're saying these fasts already. You can't eat the night before. Is this Malacha also going to be the night before? Answers the Gemara, deflects. Rabbi Zeira, no. The Deem Farshim, Rabbi Abba. I have a pirish on what Rabbi Abba said. A little more elaboration. Amar Kra, Isfu Zekanim. The end of that pasuk was said is for zakenim. We compare it to the time dumi that zivus zakenim to this man when the zakenim gather ma as zivus zakenim biyayim. Just like the zakenim gather by day. After same time biyayim, so do the fast. The halachas of the fast, what we're talking about, the working of the fast applies by day. Ironically enough, the fast itself we're saying already applies the night before, but the working of the fast applies only by day. Ask them 1 second. Once it's daytime, maybe it's only the afternoon. Maybe it should be the tir yayim. We know tir yayim. We have this lashon yayim sefet yuma tir mizbeach, right? The open part of the top of the mizbeach. Tier means like the open part of the day, which is like the afternoon. Chatzais. So maybe she only best for then. No, because kinufa. It's a riot to where they said in the name of Rafuna that the gatherings used to take place on the fast days in the morning. I'm always elaborating that in a second. But since the gatherings in the morning, Isfu Zekanim is the morning, the Issa Malacha starts from the morning. Hey, Chiavzi, what is done? What is the story with this gathering? From the morning until Chatzayis, my name is Milad Masa. They look over they're trying to figure out why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu tormenting and not giving rain? It must be because maybe our deeds are not proper. So they look over the dealings of the city to see maybe there's improper business dealings, improper behavior. The next quarter of the day, Aftarta. We read Vayichal, that's the Torah, Sifra is the Torah, and Aftarta is the Haftarah that we read on Taina Sibar. Mikav Yelech, the last quarter of the day, Be'in Rachme, we beg for Kash Rachmanas, Shenemar, Ve'kuma Amram, Ve'iku B'Sei for Torah, Hashem, Elekeim, the Revius Ayyim, or Revius Besvad, the Meshachim Hashem, Elekeim. So Revius Ayyim, they read the Sefer Torah, and Revius Ayyim, they were Meshachim, Tashem, Elekeim. Ask Gemar Epachada. Ask the Gemara, maybe the order is opposite, meaning maybe we should have the let's say, the Torah and the davening in the first half of the day and the scrutinizing of the town's affairs on the second half of the day. All those that are chayrid, chayrid means like they're not just steadfast, they're like afraid, they take it seriously. That's not actually the lashon of charedim. They call the Israeli society, they refer to the Orthodox, the more right wing Orthodox, as charedim. Sometimes they don't necessarily use it as a positive light, necessarily in the media always, but here the word comes from a very positive place. It's charedim at Dvar Hashem. Those are charedim at Dvar Hashem. They go mal gailu chasiv, it says, Minchas Erev, kamti, mitanesi, refresh kapel Hashem. In Minchas Erev, I got off my fast and I lift my hands to Hashem. Again, the idea of lifting one's hands to Hashem, we had a couple of months ago, lifting one's hands to Hashem was a way of demonstrating his sincerity in tefillah, right? Having his hands, or it's like his heart, is on his hands. It's demonstrating sincerity in tefillah. But the point is that after he gets up from the fast, so to speak, doesn't mean the fast is over, but that's when he was reading the Torah, that's when he was davening. You see the davening and the Torah reading is the second part of the day. Amar from our papa Amar, because by the way, basic question. So our Gemara, we just said that the setup for fasting is, you read Lein Vayichal, and you have Aftarah in the afternoon. What about by us? We Lein Vayichal already in the morning. We don't do Aftarah in the morning, but we do Vayichal in the morning. Where does it come from? What's the source? Our Gemara only means the source for doing Vayichal and Aftarah in the afternoon. Says the Lecha Mishnah in Hilchas Tainis, Perek Aleph Alech Yidzayin. That back in the day, they were doing tshuva in the morning. They were scrutinizing the maisim of the people in the city. They were doing tshuva, so they didn't have to lean vayichal in the morning. They could be busy with the activities of trying to fix their behavior. But us, well, unfortunately, we're not so busy with tshuva all morning. So for us, where do we have time by our chakras to lean vayichal already in the morning? I'll say zakdi lechemish. That's where I came from. That we lean vayichal. We don't do tefira, but we're going to do vayichal in the morning. Okay. Says more further. Amar from Papa. Amar from Chizda. Kol shum mishum avel. Anything which is also because of avel. This topic is going to take us all the way to the end of, at least as far as we're going to get today, which is, it's going to be a memra from Rav Chizda, from Rav Papa, named Rav Chizda, and we're going to have two similar members. One's going to be arguing Rav Chizda from Rava, and this Ikedam Rav Rava, where Rava basically is almost identical to Rav Chizda. But that's, this is going to be the topic. When we talk about Isser of Rechitza, what is the Madrega of Rechitza on Avelos days, on fast days, on Tainus Tzibers, Tainus Yachid? What's going to be the hot water, cold water? Let's see. So it was said in the name of Rechitza, Kol Shum Mishum Avel. Any fast that is related to an Avelos, like Tishkei and Tisha B'Av, or Vavel, or just a regular Avel, a person who is an Avel, Aser B'chamen, Nebuch, person who lost one of the close relatives, Aser B'chamen Rezainan. Their Isser to Rechitza applies both to hot and cold. Doesn't make a difference if it's cold water, still Aser. Kol Shum Mishum Tanek, whenever the fast is just the prohibition is al tainik. You're not supposed to be having tainik. It's not an avelus to get in. Tishba is not avelus over the base of Middash. Whenever there's the fast that we're talking about in our Mishnah, because there's no rain, so we're trying to avoid tainik as part of our trying to get favor in the eyes of Hashem. We're trying to be kind of keep ourselves lacking any physical pleasures. So if you're just trying to lack physical pleasures, that asr is only hot water, not cold water. Kaitan Sibur, Bechaman Asr, Betsaina Mutter. Hot water is asr, that's a pleasure. Cold water, not such a pleasure, and therefore that be permissible on a Tainus Sibur. That is Rav Chizda's Hagdara. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Idi Barav. We're going to bring four rayas to this conversation. When I say rayas, two are actually rayas, the Gemara was speaking in support of Rav Chizda, and two are proofs, are rayas against Rav Chizda. The Gemara doesn't deflect them all, but two are proofs to Rav Chizda, two are proofs against Rav Chizda. Let's see first the proof to Rav Chizda. Amar Vidi Bravin, Afanam Tanina, we also learned this, the Nailas Amar Chizda, our Mishnah. We mentioned we read the Mishnah, a little bit of a cryptic line, and we closed the bathhouses. So the assumption is, why do you close the bathhouses? Why are you closing the bathhouses? Because the Chira was saying that the bathhouse typically has hot water. Hot water is that's where you go for the place to go for hot water is the bathhouse. So it's stressing, you close the bathhouses, and the stress of that should be, but cold water is permissible. Otherwise, what the Mishnah said already, Asur Brechitza. If Brechitza means you can't wash in any type of water, it's Asur, period. You have to tell me, close the bathhouses. The fact that it was stressing, close the bathhouses, would seem to indicate that cold water is permissible. That's the Diyak. I'm going to buy it. If you said an Asur, what do you mean? If cold water was Asur, what are you going to tell me? Seichrin, Esadaris, Mabayle, Lemisna, you can tell me you have to close all the rivers? It's impossible anyway. So there is no Hagdara that you can make. There's no fence you can make to protect the prohibition of cold water. On the side, cold water is Asur. You can't protect it anyway. Hot water you can protect. So whatever you can do, whatever means we have, we protect. And therefore, L'chaira, a proof you don't have. Amr of Shesha. So notice who brought the proof. Rav Idi brought the proof. Abaye threw a monkey wrench in it. Amr of Shisha, Berei Dravidi. Rav Di'idi's son came to defend his father. Abba, hachashle. You know what my father meant to say was mechti tanas brichita. The missionary says as brichita nail semechayz amali. Why the chazal teach nail memechayz? Meaning he's going back to the original understanding that it's, the whole concept is extra. Once you're telling me that it's usher to bathe, it's pashit that the bathhouse is not going to be in session because you can't bathe. So what if this? What does the mission stress the din of nail semechayz? It must be coming to tell me specifically this. The diak, it's coming for the diak purposes and not for itself. Lamali alav shmamina b'chamin asur b'tzayin mutter. It's coming to tell me dafka that hot water is asur b'tzayin is mutter. So the mission is coming instead of saying outright clearly that hot water is asur or cold water is mutter. It says in a way where it tells you something on the other side. They used to put a protection measure, namely closing the base of merchatzayis. But the reason why we're telling this is in order to get out the outcome that cold water is mutter, and he wants to sit defend as a raya to Rav Chisda. Let's try another ayah. Kol chayv tefilas. Anyone is chayv to go to the mikvah tevel and kedarkin. They can go to the mikvah in a normal manner, even meaning if it's a zman tefila, they can go to the mikvah. Bein b'tesbav, bein yom kippur. Even on tishbav or yom kippur, we discussed this elsewhere already. I think it was in Maseches Yuma, and we discussed the zman hazet. We're not necessarily nay this way anymore. Okay, but allowed to go to the mikvah. Say on tishbav and say on yom kippur. B'mai. Now, what type of water? We're saying the chayv tefilas can go to the mikvah. In other words, we're going to analyze and then come up with a ayah. If we're talking about hot water, tefillah b'cham b'hikah, are you allowed to go into the, is it shayach, I should say, to have hot water? Now we know we have plenty of hot water mikvahs because we have the, we do a basic concept of hamshacha. We have a pit that we empty and clean and replace the water all the time. We also put in hot water. We also heat that water. And then we create a small connection between that pit of water and the main water pit. The pit with the real mikvah waters. Our shul is a very, 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 actually a good way to learn about it because the Rav helps set up one between the roof and the pipes. When you come up the steps and the back entrance, there's a specific pipe that's made dafka for the mikvah water to roll in. It goes, if you want to follow the track, it goes to that small pit next to the mikvah. That pit never gets changed, but you do hamshacha and you connect it, and therefore we can have nice, clean, hot water in our mikvah. But our Gemara, the first we already discussed, our Gemara for some reason did not want to take on the idea. Our Gemara did not want to address the possibility of hamshacha. Okay, so the Gemara says, how else, how you have hot mikvah? You must have put in a pot on the fire and boiled it up. Well, guess what? What happens to that water? Shuvim ninu. It's mayim shuvim. Ella, so that can't be hot water. Ella, I'm saying, must be talking about tzainin. And what do we say in the Braisa? Chayv tefilas in the Shekhinah Lai. Dafka, those who are mechayiv to go to the mikvah, let it go. However, those who are not torn of mechayiv cannot go. And we're talking about cold water. So even cold water is usr, is a clear ayah. To Rav Chisda, this is a right to Rav Chisda, the first part, that cold water is usr on days like Tisha B'Av. Says Gemara, Amar Chana Baktina, Leinitzcha, Ella Chayv tefari. Who told you there's no hot waters? Chayv tefari are springs. They're kosher mikvah, and they're hot already to begin with. So we could be coming to exclude that. Maybe cold would be mutter, not like Rav Chisda perhaps, and strong mechamit tveria. Esamor yachi, ema seifa, amar chenitz kanakarim, kideyu besilikenu, labin of tefila. Rav Chisda argued in Tanakam and said, we don't go to the mikvah on Yom Kippur or in Tisha B'Av. The besilikenu, let's focus on Tisha B'Av for a second, that was destroyed, is kidai to be abin of tefila, to postpone the tefila. It's really, you're not being ma'abed tefillah totally, you're being ma'abed tefillah b'smana. There's an Indian of tefillah b'smana, so you're ma'abed tefillah b'smana, pamachas shana once a year. Fine. If you have a b'tzayin and mutter, if you tell me that it's mutter b'tzayin, what's Rechidin arguing? Rechidin's coming up with an idea saying, no, it's not deicha, it's not deicha Tisha B'Av, kedayu Tisha B'Av to delay the tefillah once a year. But if you tell me the whole discussion is tafka, if you deflect it, it's tafka hot. But cold would be mutter, not like Rav Chisda. You tell me cold's mutter, so it's still an answer with cold. You don't have to be deich at all. If you have a b'tzayin and mutter, Yarchitz b'tzeinin. Yarchitz b'tzeinin. Let him wash b'tzeinin. Why is that not a simple etza? Amra papa ba'asla shich b'tzeinin. We're talking about a place where tzeinin wasn't so commonly available, which is a chiddush, because we started off saying, how do you have hot water for a mikvah? And now we're coming to the fact and saying, now, we're talking about a place where we have chamit tveria, but cold water is not so available. Okay, it's a deflection. We find through our chas that we use, that when it comes to araya, we use, I don't call it teichik, but any deflection could be a deflection. Araya, it's not. Because we could deflect it, even if it's not the pashtas. Okay, tashima. These are going to be riots now against Rav Chisda. The first two riots were riots to Rav Chisda in support. These are going to be two riots now against Rav Chisda. Tashema. Kishama as malacha, when they said that on a fast day of the Tzibur, it's as malacha, lemmer LBM, they said only by day of Lai Lamutr. It's only us by day, not by night. Kishama as malacha, when they said it's usher and wearing shoes, lemmer LBM, it's only usher in the city. Traveling on the roads outside the city, it's mutter to wear shoes. Okay, so what's the guy do? Yetzel derech nail. When he's out on the road, he wears the shoes. Nechaz leir, when he gets back in the city, chaylitz, he removes the shoes. Okay. Ukshar, so we have qualifications in the work. The issur of work is only by day, not at night. The issur of shoes only in the city, not outside the city. A third qualification, and this is one that we need for our raya, ukshar, asr merchitza. When they said it's asr to bathe, this is talking about again on these tiny tzibur that we said, according to Chizda, are mutter from cold and asr and hot. Le'amr el kogufay, they only asked Kol Gufay, hands, face, and feet, that's mutter. And here's the key words. And the same deen would apply to menudah, someone's excommunicated, and to an avel. And to an avel. Now, the Gemara is going to spell the question. My labakulu. When we say the same halacha applies to an avel, are we talking about all the dinim? And we're saying that what? We're saying that it's mutter. It's only us or kogufay. Now let's analyze what's the case. Uva ma'askinan. Elim v'cham, nifutuk v'cham, in hot water, an oval can wash his face, hands, face, and feet with hot water. Amar v'sheshes, oval asalash, esprim kamen. An oval can't even put one finger into hot water. So if you're talking about a regular oval, that can't be panevet v'aglev in hot water. Elav, so when we say that same alchabas and oval, the hands, face, and feet are mutter, but cold, the whole body is usher, it's talking about cold water. And we see very clearly, Elav and Tzainan. We're talking about Tzainan cold water. And what did we say? We said that on the Tainan Seber, that it's mutter in cold water, only hands, face, and feet, not the whole body. Rav Chizat said, Taka by an oval, hands, face, by an oval, even cold water is usher. And Matishmav, cold water is usher. But by Tainan Seber, cold water, according to Rav Chizat, was permissible. So what's going on here? It's the Kasha Rav Chizat. Loi, Leila Mechamin. We're talking about hot water. With Kasha Lechet, the Mitzvah, the oval, the Gemara says, really, we're talking about hot water. Your connection to oval makes no sense because oval certainly can't wash even hand, face, and feet with hot water. Says Gemara, Ashara, okay. You're right. V'chein b'menud, v'chein b'av is only the first two dinim. The din of being mutter to work at night, the din of mutter to wear shoes in the city as opposed to outside the city. I'm sorry, mutter to wear shoes outside the city as opposed to inside the city. But the din of washing, even though that's exactly the last words that the v'chein atamais is going on, it does not refer to that. It's referring back to the earlier dinim, the din of rechitza, estaka, us, we're talking about hot water. It's taka usser, only hot water on the fast days of Tiber. Only hot usser. Cold is totally mutter. And even hot is mutter, pranayavar naglav, on the fast days. Avil would be usser in Gansin. Tashima. We're at the bottom of Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. Tashma, Adam Rab Abba Koyin, Meshur Mevesi Koyin, Maisu Mevesi Banav Shur Mevesi Mechanina, Vrachas Besen Kol Shifa. There's a story, Nabach Mevesi Mechanina lost Banav, big deal. Banav is his children, plural. The sons of Mevesi Mechanina died, and he washed Kol Shiva. He was washing himself with tzainin, with cold water, chach, but he's washing with cold water, Kol Shiva. We said according to Rav Chizda, in Avelus, even tzainin's asar, shtarker kasha, and Sidmar Hassam, kishatapkulav Avelavavi. Over there we had successive Avelus Nebuch. And we learned the Braisa, not this exact din, but similar cases where this kulas when it's excessive avelus. Titania, tafu avelus zechazeh, if they have avelus that follows one of immediately one after the other, hich batzar, make a batar, if his hair gets long, you're allowed to use a razor, not a scissors, but a razor could be used, a mechamas kusim mayim, and he can wash his clothing in water. These are the things normally Avil can't do, even those, but he's allowed to do this, he can't wash it with detergents, but he can wash it in water, cut with a razor, not with scissors, because the fact that he had multiple avelus one after the other, his leniency is so too, washing his body, he can't wash hot water, but cold water he can already wash if he's going through multiple Nebuch successive periods, Chalila, of Avelis, one after the other. Amar Avchizda. Bitar, when we say you let to use a tar, Stavka, Avlem Mesrayim. Dafka, tar, Dafka razor, and not a scissors. Bemayim, with water, Avlem Neser, Vibchoil, and now with Neser, Ochoil, these are different types of cleansing agents they used to use as kind of detergents to clean that you can use, water you can use. Amar Ava. Now we have Rava who's going to argue Rav Chizda. Remember we said we have Rav Chizda, we're going to have Rava version 1, which argues Rav Chizda, and version 2 of Rava seems to be basically identical to Rav Chizda. Let's see. I'm Rava. Avil mutter l'chatz b'tzeinin kol shiva. Rava holds an avil is allowed to wash b'tzeinin. Avil cannot wash it hot. But cold is mutter, not like Rav Chizda, because that avil can't do cold either. Mititavia b'sir chama, because Rava compares washing cold to b'sir chama, just like b'sir chama, that there, where there is some level of enjoyment and some mutter to an oval, so to washing in cold is not too much for the oval to partake in. Meisvei, says the Kasha, for the following bais, top of the bais. Ain't a begeres rush the navel's atzma b'mei avilavia. A begeres is not able to be menavel herself in the days of avilus of her father. What it means is as follows. We know that a girl till 12 is a ketana. From 12 to 12 and a half is a naira. She's already shayach to marriage, but she's not, you know, not really fully on the market. When she's 12 and a half, she's a begeres. Obviously, times have changed. Back in the day, that was a zman that was very normal for her to really start to be on the market, so to speak. And when she's in avelus and people are coming to be nachum avel, she's actually, I don't say on display, but people are going to be seeing her. So says the Braisa, she's not allowed to let herself become not presentable in the avelus of her father. Make a diakonairam rasha. But the naira, since she's not fully of marriageable age, she's mutter. Okay, it's funny we make this diak. It's not really the point of the price. The point we're giving is the next point. My love, when we talk about the begeris, What type of, what are we allowing her to do? We're saying, what is she not allowed to refrain from? It says, my love, brechitza. She's not allowed to refrain from brechitza uvemai. Ilay mebechame. She's not allowed to refrain from washing her body. If it's over hot water, in begins rashai. She's not allowed to refrain. V'amar revchizda, avalasa, she's best as bechame. We just had this, an avalalk. An aval can't even wash her pinky in chame. You're telling her she can't refrain from hot water? And we can add, we add a little bit of a svara that you could hear a svara that you don't need to wash every part of your body with hot water to be presentable. Ella, lavitzain, it must be talking about cold water. And what are we saying? Cold water, who's mutter? Only the begeres, who's on the market. A regular isha is usher, a regular person's usher. We see a raya against Rava, right, Tavchizda, that seinen, cold water, is usher for an avil. If cold water is mutter for every avil, so then why would it be a special dispensation for this begeres? Says more lai. Who told you talking about what bathing? We just said she can't be manavil herself. You know what we're talking about? Lack of makeup. Lai, akhil apirchas. We're talking about the makeup, braiding the hair, putting on makeup, that's what referred to, not bathing. Bathing wasn't part of the conversation. Lema seile, let's speak another raya to Rava. Damrab abba b'kain, mishum rabbeis yakain. Maisa, ubeis b'anosh rabbeis b'chanina. Same story as before, but there's going to be a raya now. Before it was a kasha of chizah, now it's a raya. Now because the story, Reis Mechanina's sons died, Rachas B'senikol Shiva, and he washed himself in cold water during the 7 days. We see very clearly, Rechitza's mutter, B'senin, like Rava said, same deflection. Before we were deflecting a kasha, now we're deflecting a raya. Amri, Hasam, in Rebesi's case, Kishnechfu alav avelos, and chizah, it's talking about we had two avelos in succession, one after the other, and therefore the special kula said, like we find, at time of the Rebesi, Tachfu avelos, azeh chizah, if Nebuchadnezzar's avelos, one after the other, Hichpid asari, make matar, if the hair gets too heavy, they can cut it with a razor, or mechabes kusuf mayim, and if the person's begotten to be laundered, you can wash it in plain water. And we elaborated before, Amar Rav Chizda, Bitar. Okay, we'll be done in 2 minutes. Bitar, Avav Rav Chizda, Bitar, Avav Leibim Esprayim. Rav Chizda says that you could do a dafka bitar, but not with a razor, not with the scissors, but mayim, with water, the Leibim Esif, Leibim Chav, Leibim Oil, with water, but not with dirt, not with sand. Notice over here they added oil. Oil also says a type of plant that was used as a detergent. You can't use these cleansing agents, but you are allowed to be makom when it comes to successive avelos. So too, the Gabar Din, we say the fact that Rabbeisi was able to wash in cold water is not a right that every avel. It was specifically, it was unique to Rabbeisi in his Nebuchadnezzar situation where he had successive avelos. Ikadami. Now some have a different version of Rava. A key point, by the way, I should have mentioned already on Amud Aleph. Just want to jump back into it that Tesvis on Amud Aleph Chol Shu Mishum Tainik. Whatever it's tainik, this goes back on Rav Chizda. This is the reason I'm reminded, because Rav is going to be similar now to that idea in general. First Rav Chizda, Tesis brings it himself. The achshav is a big yisayin, and the Achrenim speak about this. The Pesim discusses the achshav ki Tesis to remember. The achshav she'ain tainis tibur b'bavel el tishbav. We quoted this already in the past few Bada Gemara that the tishbav type of fast, that real tainis tibur that has all the inuyim, we say is only tishbav and bavel. That's it. No other ones. Mutarim afilu bechamin afilu yitzayim betamis. One could wash himself with hot water even on shivas betamis. V'tzayim gedalia. I'm back on Amalaf in the third day. I'm sorry, I just missed it before. V'tzayim gedalia. Kach pasuk Ravya. Ravya says it's permissible. Rabbi Yoel Aviv aser lirchatz bechamin. He said no, it's us to wash hot water, but this Ravya is a basis of leniency. The Mishnah brings it. They bring some being placed to mean that certainly upon one of people on nefesh who mamachmer, but the general basic lach is that washing hot water on the fast days is permissible and based on that taste. Okay, Igdami, Amarava. Avil, talking about our fast. Amarava, besides Tishbev, of course. Amarava. Avil, Aser, Betzenikol Shiv. Avil is Aser. And Avil is Aser. And in cold water, all Shiv. Which sounds, of course, this new version of Rava is not like what we said a minute ago for Rava. It's like Rav Chizda. It's like Rav Chizda from before. By the way, that same Mishabura, I know I'm jumping back, but speaks about not just about being machmer on washing, one could be machmer on all the inuyim on the other fast. It wouldn't be considered like a yura, or one wants to take on all the inuyim on a tanis tibur, even though not tishbav. You can as a chumra b'nefesh. You can. It's not a yura, but again, one does not have to. So, amarava. Avos aser b'tzeinu kol shiva. Avos aser in even cold water. Chumra, not just hot water, in cold water, all 7 days. Why is it the basviyain? We're saying it's permissible. The Marsha is simple. Has b'fuchi pachti hu David. The person who lost a close family member has a certain fear, has a certain anxiety. So the wine and the meat can help ease that. Washing is not necessary, so cold water is the same answer as hot water. So whatever was a kasha before now becomes whatever was a kasha before now becomes or was a raya before now becomes a raya as well. Says Gemara, let me say this being right to Rava. This was a version of one of Rava. This was a kasha. Now it's a raya. Begaris is not allowed to be novel herself, but a nara can. What are we talking about? The Gemara is the first talking about washing with hot water. The mai. Even mechab tomer washing without water, because Rosh Hashanah, the begers not allowed to. Vamrav chizda, meaning she has to wash without water. Is that, does that make sense? I have chizda said of us relationship. That's by mechamin. Of us wash even a pinky, a finger in hot water. So that can't be. Ella, what are we saying that she's not allowed to refrain from? What does she have to do? Not washing in hot water must be washing cold water. Ella b'tzaynan, cold water she does, and it's a special dispensation for the Pygaris, not for anybody else. So everyone else is usher as Navelus. It's a riot. It's a Ravazdin. The fuck's the Gemara? Who's talking about bathing over there? When we said she's not allowed to be Navelus of the Pygaris, nothing with bathing. We're talking about makeup and braiding. Loi, Akhala Pircha. Same answer as before. Amr Chiz does Isamaris. Avil Asab took place at Kol Shiva. This price that we just discussed about the makeup and the braids tells us that it's usher for her to do, to refrain again from laundering. During the 7 days, same idea, meaning things that make her look nice are things that she has to take care of, including to an extent also laundering her clothing. The hilchasa, we'll stop at this. Avil aser luchas kagufa, avil aser to wash entire body. Bein mecham bein b'tzaynin, avil can't wash say hat say gold kol shiva. Avil panavir devraglav, hands, face, and feet. Pechamin remains aser, like we keep quoting from Rav Chisda. However, b'tzaynin is mutter, cold water, hands, face, and feet is mutter for the avil. Avil aser to anoint oneself. Afil kol shiva is aser, that's stam enjoyment, that's aser. V'im la'aber zuma, but if he's doing something to remove dirt, this is a general rule, it applies very relevant to Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av, and I'm saying also the Gabavelis, if he's anointing with something to help as an agent to remove dirt, that's always mutter. That's not considered tainin. Of course, it's very enjoyable, but that's just basics. That's just being clean. That's okay. But to wash oneself, even in cold water, what coming out is us. So the Mar is going to get into it from here. It's, I know we still have a bunch left to do on the daf, but the Mar gets into the nusach of the tefillos, the different tefillos, when we say anenu. We'll pick up here tomorrow for the channel. Have a wonderful